Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Oh, you were expecting She Talk Live, weren't you?
Of course. We're still here.
Well, that's true. I asked around. I neglected to ask Angie, of course, but I asked around. I'm like, does anybody have, like, a wig I can borrow? Because I figured I'd do, like, the first segment in, like, a high voice. Be like, welcome to She Talk Live. Yeah, but wearing a wig. And
that would have been great. We could repeat it next Wednesday. I can bring you one.
Well, the schedule's going to change for obvious reasons because, well, the government says that certain people involved with Free Talk Live can or cannot talk to certain other people. And so that creates a bit of difficulty for us running this particular radio program. So we'll figure that out as time goes on. But the
you can identify as female for the rest of the segment.
That's a great idea.
I could, but, I mean, why would I want to?
Because it's She Talk Live.
I mean, unless it helps me get chicks.
You never know.
You know, if you are, if you're a girl and you're into manly sort of women, why, I'm probably the manliest woman you'll encounter.
You know, I have had lots of women that have been at my place that have met you that's like, who's that guy with the goatee? Yeah.
I get that from time to time.
Uh-huh.
There was a... anyway...
Is your face red?
Before we go on, I should do my hostly duties. I said duties. This is Free Talk Live. And if you want to call in, I see there's somebody calling already. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Aria is out tonight for what should be obvious reasons. We were going to attempt to have her host remotely. She had something else come up that probably would have cut her short from arriving on time to do the show. And so she asked if I would fill in for her. And I said, well, of course.
So here we are.
Here I am because, well, I love this show. So at any rate, in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass.
It's Angie.
And Bonnie.
And we're going to talk about fun stuff. Have you guys had an opportunity? I know, Bonnie, you've been hanging out with Ian since he got out of jail. Is this the first time you've seen?
This is the first time I have seen Ian since, I saw him on camera when he walked out with his hair and his everything, yeah.
Did you get to give him a hug?
I did give him a hug. Sure did. It was nice.
Ian's a good hugger.
Awesome. He's a huggable person. Didn't you have a T-shirt? I'm asking you because you're sitting behind me. Didn't you have a, like, free hug? No, that was Kokesh who had the free hugs T-shirt. Never mind.
We Ian need to get you one.
We can get a Sharpie.
Yeah, we need to get him a T-shirt that says free hugs.
Ian will give you a hug if you want, unless you're a statist.
Yeah, the BIPCOT license would apply.
What is that?
A BIPCOT is a license where you can apply to any sort of creative or media work that you do that says you're free to use any part of this work for anything you want, unless you are part of the state.
Oh, nice. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, it's sort of it's an interesting licensing format that says if you're part of the state government and entity or whatever, you can't use this in any way, shape, or form. It's an interesting reverse license.
Do you know who came up with that?
I believe it was Michael Dean of the Freedom Fiends.
Okay.
Who came up with that.
When was that? Any idea? How long has it been?
Ago. Okay. Probably been a decade.
The old days.
So.
Nice. Yeah.
Probably been a decade.
Smart man.
That they always talk about without me.
So, I have some show prep here. This one is just bizarre. This is from Intellectual Takeout. They have a little picture of, I don't even know what this thing looks like. It kind of looks like a munchkin.
Looks like a little kid's cartoon character.
It kind of looks like a Teletubby without the ring.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's little.
But it's a robot as well. There's a little kid in front of it. And, it looks like the kid is listening intently and the robot is pointing at the kid.
Almost like its face is glowing.
As if the robot is directing the kid as to what to do. The headline here reads, a robot parent can now raise your kids.
Sign me up.
I'm kidding. As a mother, of course, like, you know.
I mean, I guess it could be useful if they were, I don't know, if you could program them, maybe.
Well, of course you can. They're robots.
How many can I get?
How many do you need?
A lot. Have you met my children?
I have. Your children are great.
Thanks. I think so, too.
No, your children are great. But, like, this sort of frightens me because, like, in one way, I feel like, well, it's the free market,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming in with some new invention and, like, how to do a thing. But then I was also sort of raised by television, and I had to overcome a bunch of stuff because of that. Right? Like, how to function in, you know, regular life and mm-hmm. interact with carbon-based life forms and that kind of a thing. So I'm not really sure. But this starts out, it says, parents overwhelmed with caring for their children as the coronavirus pandemic continues to cancel school and all of their children's other activities can take heart. A new robot arriving this fall will handle your parenting duties. Meet Moxie, the new dystopian product from Embodied Incorporated. The sound you hear when this robot boots up in Embodied Inc.'s advertisement even sounds vaguely like it belongs in a science fiction horror movie. Moxie is a diminutive teal-colored robot which supposedly allows kids to, quote, engage in meaningful play every day with content informed by the best practices in child development and early childhood education.
And who has determined that those are the best practices?
That is a great question.
Because I'm sure that my practices are probably completely different than what they have.
Yeah, is it just one robot fits all? Or, like, can you, like, give the it certain lessons you want your kids to learn? Or, like...
I'm like, I want a color. I want to pick out a color. I don't want teal.
Yeah, I know, I thought that was strange, too.
I don't want this teal. I want, like, zebra stripes.
Exactly. That's going to, you know, my child are going to be like, who's this?
I want lightning bolts.
Boring.
You know, some kind of...
Captain Kick-Ass.
Can you get some skins on this thing, so to speak? That's what they call, you know, like the...
Yeah, I know what skins are.
The things you put on your cell phone, your cases, and that, they call them skins.
Well, they do that in Fortnite as well.
Yes.
Do you have skins?
Hmm.
Yes, and we're not talking about potato skins, or the football team formerly known as the Washington Redskins. No.
They're not known as that anymore?
No, they're actually called the Washington Football Team.
Really?
You're serious.
I am serious as a heart attack. WFT instead of WTF.
That's right? Great. I love it. I love it.
They've changed their name. They are, and so it's funny when they show scores on the NFL, you know, updates during the season on ESPN and that kind of a thing. Because every team has like a shortened abbreviation, and it's just WFT. Right, and you think it's WTF if you're slightly dyslexic like me, or it'll just say football team.
You're like, thank you
because
for the detail.
Like the New England Patriots. So this is Patriots. It doesn't say New England anywhere.
Football team.
Like if the Patriots were playing the Washington football team, it would say Patriots and football team on the scoreboard.
I wonder who came up with that. They did that on purpose. They had to.
Well, right. So like they tried coming up with a name, and like I think they asked like the fans for like suggestions. They didn't do it in an official capacity where like some lucky fan could win season tickets for life or which I thought they would do, but they didn't because they have a fan base like that. The Washington Redskins are one of the oldest teams.
Well, they must have learned their lesson from when Mountain Dew asked fans to create a new flavor name.
What was it?
The one that won was, like, really anti-Semitic. I can't remember what it was.
Ooh.
They, like, what, anybody
Mountain
can...
Jew or something?
Did they use it?
I don't know. That was too fast. No, they couldn't use any of the ones that the fans, like, voted highest up, so they just didn't use a fan-made one, because they were all like...
Nobody wins.
Yeah, nobody wins. There were just too many trolls.
So, I don't know how we got to talking about football here on She Talk Live, but that's weird.
Yeah, I hate football.
Yeah.
Me too.
It should be called hand egg. Right?
Because you're tossing an egg-shaped ball.
Right, and your foot is rarely used. I mean, occasionally they kick a field goal or an extra point. There's a kickoff and there's a punt, but it's very rare in the game. The rest of the time, somebody is grabbing the egg-shaped ball with their hand. Right, whether they're throwing it or catching it or running with it, that it should be called hand egg.
That's right. I got it.
603-283-6160. What do you think of the name of the Washington football team? Or would you allow your children to be raised by a teal-colored Teletubby-looking robot? More Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
Yes, it is supposed to be She Talk Live, but somehow a he got in here, or an it, depending on how you want to classify.
You got around the No Boys Allowed sign.
I did.
Probably because I let Ian in.
You know the sign that says, either men or women or question mark? Right? I just, I picked all three doors is what happened. Door number one, door number two, or door number three? I'm going in all of them.
Hey, you got to know what you like, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you got to go, you got to go. That's
exactly.
That's all I'm saying. One bathroom is just as good as another if you got to relieve yourself.
I go in the men's a lot.
The pressures of everyday life.
I go in the men's a lot, too.
It's harder to clean the toilet up for the kid, though.
Do they want me to pee on the floor, or do they want me to go in the men's room?
Exactly.
Well, who's they?
The people working there. Station workers? Have the door locked.
I mean, I worked in a restaurant as a busser for quite some time. And one of the busboy duties was to clean the bathrooms. And... yeah, men are, filthy, dirty people, but oh my God, I was surprised at how filthy and dirty women were.
Yes,
I
they are.
I too. And you know what my theory about it is? Women are just, not going to touch anything. So if something falls, I'm not picking it up, type of, using napkins to pick everything up, barely touching, the toilet
guys,
seat.
You guys have a thing that I've heard women call hovering.
Yep, hovering.
Hovering. I first learned this term at an outdoor concert. Where they had just porta potties. It was one of these where you go see the concert and then you camp overnight, and they had porta potties every, 30 cars or something. And so in the morning, of course, when everybody wakes up all hungover from partying all night, it's kind of, there's lines to get into these porta potties. Mm-hmm. And of course, I saw the door open, somebody was trying to go in, and there was a lady in there, and she had, her drawers down, and she was feet up on top of the
that
thing
is not
around
proper
the seat,
hovering.
Literally, squatting and hovering over. But the porta potty itself had filled up so high from everybody using it that the pile was sort of sticking up like a mountain through
horrible.
The center of the toilet.
I would pee outside in the field. So,
yeah, I'd be okay, right here.
Yeah.
And that's not proper hovering.
Anyway, this is Free Talk Live.
That's not She Talk Live.
you're she.
I know.
We're talking and it's live,
Captain.
So it qualifies. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We have a call holding. We'll get to that in just a minute. In the studio, it's myself, the Captain.
Angie.
And Bonnie.
And let's go to that call. It's Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Captain Kickass, A&G, Bonnie. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
I'd like to talk about, have you been following, maybe you've seen it on your podcast, there has been a surge in anti-Semitism across the United States. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, because people are, fighting, is it Israel versus Palestine, which one's better when they're both states and they're probably both totally illegitimate?
Oh, that reminds me. Scott,
right.
Let me run this by you. Somebody proposed a solution, and that is to take who are the people that are trying to take the land?
Israel.
Israel, all right. To take them and move them into the United States and create a 51st state, and that way they could have their land and just move everybody here, and then the other people could have their land over there, and that would solve the problem somehow. Scott, what do you think about that?
They are the 51st.
We already have. America's already a Jewish state. It's called the Zionist Occupied Government.
So it shouldn't be a problem to move them over here then, right?
Yeah. She brought up that point. There's 6 million Jews in the United States. I'm Jewish, and the reason why I say this, and I'll tell you in a minute what my motive is.
Self-hatred?
You may say, well, there's 330 million Americans. What's the big deal? That's 2% of the population. And another person may say who's ignorant, what's that? That's nothing. That's a sliver. That's 2%.
He said the same. You know, you said the same thing last week. The exact same thing.
Let me finish. So 2% controls everything. So to answer Captain Kickass's his suggestion, move the Jews over from Israel over here to create more control, more chaos. That would be absolutely horrific.
But Scott, we've been over this before, and you've said that. When we quiz you about it, that if it were not Jews, some other, either race or group of people who replaced that 2%, you'd be okay with that. Is that not correct?
It probably is.
Why is that? Why would you be okay with some other race or some other group of people being in control and telling you what to do with your life and how to live your life and controlling your money?
Maybe because I am truly anti-Semitic and I don't want the Jews to control what they control, that I resent. I'm being very frank here.
Yeah.
I resent that they control Wall Street. I resent that they control the media. I resent that they control us, have a stranglehold on our foreign policy. I just resent their power. And the American people, to answer your question, Captain Kickass, I'll just be very frank about it. They're just too stupid to understand what's going on. And when I had a discussion with someone about this conversation, all they said to me, quote, unquote, dude, you were an anti-Semite, you were a hater. And you know what I said to them? That is the easy way out. Just label, stigmatize me, put a label on it. Everyone's racist. I says, but that doesn't solve the problem.
But
and
you
the
just,
problem is...
You,
sorry,
if, you completely are contradicting yourself. You said if another group of people was the people in power, then you would have no problem with it. So you can't say that that person was just taking the easy way out, calling you a hater, and really it's actually like, oh, they have all this power. If another group had the power... It would still be just as bad. And first of all, I don't agree with you about what you're saying. Let me clarify that. I don't agree that the Jews control Wall Street and Hollywood and all this stuff.
Well, who does then? Tell me who does.
Statists? People who believe in the state?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously use
of all
the state
colors
to their
and
advantage.
Creeds?
In other words, the media, let me explain. I want to hear what Bonnie has to say.
Okay.
The media, if the Jews do not control the media, like Bloomberg News, the New York Times, Hollywood... tell me, Bonnie, enlighten me. Who does control the media then?
I just told you. A whole bunch of people of all different colors and creeds.
No, no. Does that include Hollywood?
Yep.
I have news for you. You look at the names of Hollywood. Steven Spielberg, Jeffrey Katzenberg, David Geffen, and then, of course, Jack Warner, Warner Brothers, Samuel Goldwyn. They're not Irish. They're not Poles. They're Jews. They control Hollywood. They've hit us over the head what to think, what to say. The New York Times, the Sulzberger family, they have a caption, all the news that fit the print. I would change it to all the Jews that fit the print. No, the Jews control Hollywood. They control media. And they have a stranglehold in our country. And I deeply, deeply resent this.
All right. Thanks for the call, Scott. That is a man who is Jewish himself. So when he says that he hates the Jews, he's also saying that he hates himself.
His parents. They probably just had bad parents.
I don't understand, like, he can identify that people with power sort of ruin and control everything, but he's okay with people doing that as long as they're just not of this specific ethnicity
or
this specific religion. And, like, no, you have to identify that it's the people having the power in the first place that caused the problem. It doesn't matter what your religion is, what your ethnicity is, what your color is, how many legs you have, how many arms you have, do you have one eye, do you have a lazy eye? It doesn't matter what group of people you belong to. It's the chair, the power is what the problem is.
His hate is the easy choice, by the way.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 9 people are dead in a mass shooting at a light rail facility in San Jose, California. The suspected shooter among the dead as are employees of the Valley Transportation Authority, which runs the facility. That's according to the Santa Clara Sheriff's Office. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom says we see these mass shootings too frequently.
There's a sameness to this. Anywhere USA, it just feels like this happens over and over and over again. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat.
President Biden is calling on the intelligence community to get to the bottom of the origin of the coronavirus. Biden hoping to get some answers so the United States will be ready for future pandemics and also hoping China will cooperate with a full and transparent probe. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. The Transportation Security Administration is gearing up for a busy post-pandemic summer travel season at all airports across the nation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
According to Patricia Mancha of the TSA, most airports across the country will be operating at 80% capacity.
At the height of the pandemic, we were seeing maybe 70,000, 80,000 people a day, and this is nationwide. Now we're back to 1.7, 1.8 million people traveling at airports across the country on a daily basis.
All travelers must be wearing a face mask.
Every traveler who is on airport property is required to wear a face mask that covers their nose and their mouth, and they're required to keep that face mask on while they're in the airplane and while they travel.
Longtime Virginia Senator and former Navy Secretary John Warner died of natural causes at the age of 94. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio station where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Angie.
And Bonnie.
We began to talk about this article from Intellectual Takeout about Moxie, a diminutive teal-colored robot, kind of looks like a Teletubby, which supposedly allows kids to engage in meaningful play every day with content informed by the best practices in child development and early childhood education.
They stole the name of the New England soda, too.
Moxie?
Yeah, it's a big thing up here. I sell it to people all the time at the store I work at.
I've never heard of it.
I thought it was a dog from a cartoon that like Disney made.
That kind of sounds familiar, too. But this stuff that tastes like licorice, so I don't think you'd like it, Captain.
Black licorice?
Yeah.
Which is regular. Like, red licorice to some people isn't really licorice.
Yeah, to me either. Yeah.
Do you like licorice?
Only the red one.
Only the red one.
I love black licorice.
But I will drink Jägermeister, which tastes like black licorice.
I thought that it did,
no,
yeah.
It totally does. But,
I like
for whatever reason, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Well, it's got alcohol in it.
Have I mentioned that this is Free Talk Live? Did we go through this already?
Yeah, we did, and we introduced ourselves.
All right, because I missed it a couple
We're
of
back.
Times, and you know, I want to make sure that
Welcome to the show, Captain.
I cover my hostly duties. I'm not usually here on Wednesdays, so my circadian rhythms are all off. They're all out of whack.
We're glad to have you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. I really wish I could have gotten a wig, but, you know.
Next time, reach out to me.
There was one time when somebody, for whatever reason, I needed a costume for like a Halloween party, and somebody, all they had was like a large beard, and so I had the skullet, right? I like, and it hooked over my ears, and so I just had long hair in the back with the bald head on top.
We used the beard for a wig?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was, you know, no business in the front and party in the rear.
No business.
Yeah,
that was skullet. Your costume?
That was my costume, yeah, the skullet. Anyway, we're going to get back into this article in a little bit, but first, let's go to the phones. We have the Green Mountain Boys calling from Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. So, hello, people. How are you guys doing this evening? I probably should have said that before.
No, we're good. Go ahead.
All right, so I was listening to Scott the Bigot, and, you know, I don't agree with a lot of both of what his beliefs are, but I think he's kind of on something in terms of where he was going with his direction, but it's spread out much wider than just in Hollywood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's your municipal corporations. Every town, or pretty much every town across the United States has a municipal corporation. And we're all under the thumb of these municipal corporations. And, you know, there's people that run these municipal corporations that, you know, they do whatever they want. They make changes and, you know, will allow fraud to go on. I mean, I think this is what they've been talking about in terms of the broken criminal justice system. And boy, does that really need to be talked about. And, you know, and people, I think that they can't, I don't know if they don't get it or if they're stupid or whatever, but I think it's because, you know, people are preoccupied. I mean, like, they might have a family, or they're tending to a child, or they're shopping, or taking care of, they get preoccupied. And while they're getting preoccupied with all of this, the people that work at these municipal corporations are just screwing you.
Well, Green Mountain Boys, let me ask you a question. When you say municipal corporation, I get a thought in my head that screams something like the Parks Department, or the waterworks, or
that's
the
a government department.
It is a government department, but they call themselves municipal works, right?
Yep.
Right. Is that what you mean by municipal corporation?
Well, I mean, because part of that is the police are also part of those municipal corporations.
Okay.
You know, and
so by municipal corporation, you really mean monopoly on a service.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, and so people, you know, get in there and run for these positions and try to understand how they're running their communities and get out there and, you know, and just see what's going on. And like I said, this isn't in just in, you know, one town in Ohio or something like that. This is well across the United States. And a lot of people that work in these positions, they're part of families or part of a group or whatever, and it's hard to fight them.
Are you still saying that these municipal businesses are owned by Jews, or are you telling him that it's actually a different issue?
No, it's not by any one person.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a group of people. You know, it's not made up of Jews. It's not made up of you know, Canadians or whatever. It's all corrupt people.
I believe that's what Bonnie said.
Yeah.
That it was a combination of, what was it that you said? Something about power and creed or something? Different colors and creed?
It's just people of all different colors and creeds who have gotten themselves into positions of power.
Yeah, well, and Green Mountain Boys is kind of coming around to that same point, I think, based on what he said so far. And that is to say that it doesn't matter what your religion is. It doesn't matter what color your skin is, how tall you are, how fat you are, how skinny you are, what size shoes you wear, what kind of car you drive. It's people are corrupt, and the corrupt people are attracted to positions of power where they can take control over other people. And thank you for the call tonight, Green Mountain Boys. We appreciate it. It's when they're attracted to these positions of power, they, of course, take control and manipulate people. Now, why don't we just not have these positions of power? What a good idea.
I think it's a great
idea. Let's get rid of these positions of power.
We need to get rid of the entire system of, well, the lots of different systems.
And then we can have people bid on different things, and then we could actually compete for jobs. And
what a good idea.
Wow, it's like a light bulb.
Yeah, ding.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's circle back to this article about the robots, because, I don't know, man, something creepy about robots raising children in my book. Like, I mean, I feel like I have mixed feelings, but my gut feeling is no, right? I'm like, no,
well,
robots,
I mean, they,
should not
they
be
have
raising
toys
children.
That have, you know, things in them that interact with children,
right.
And those are basically robots.
I had the speak and spell.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I used to spell all the bad words, and you would type in the correct letters for the F word, and it would be, and you'd hit enter, and it would go, try again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Right, yeah, or you'd type funny. In, like, A-S-S, and it'd be like, try again.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
That's so
funny. So.
I had a leapfrog that taught me all the states, and I always knew all the states since I was 5 because of that.
I had to learn all of the states in alphabetical order.
I never did that. That's the cheater way.
But the way that I did it was through the majesty of song.
Hmm.
The grade school music teacher taught us this song called 50 Nifty. Right? And it's 50 Nifty United States from the 13 original colonies. And then they sort of put all of the states to a musical passage, and so you could get through them all in alphabetical order. I won't do it here on air.
And music is your thing, so I'm sure you, like, picked up on that, like,
well,
super
quick. Well, it wasn't at the time, but, like, looking back on it now, I'm like, that's why I could remember that.
Yeah, I don't even...
Because music eventually became my...
I never was taught... I guess I was taught all 50 states, but I remembered them for a test.
Yeah.
Because I passed it, I'm sure.
But, like, my geography is still kind of lame. Like, there are certain states where you go, yeah, this, I don't know, I can't...
New England is a little hard, because they're all small and weird-shaped, and...
Yeah.
But I know all the books of the New Testament because of the song.
Ooh, interesting.
But not the Old Testament. I only learned the New Testament.
Well, so,
I'll sing it off air.
So it's only classic testaments for you? Are you familiar with the heavy metal band called Testament? Do you know them?
Nope.
Damn it. 603-283-6160. Would you allow a robot to raise your children? More Free Talk Live on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Wednesday night edition, which is normally the She Talk Live edition, but, well, two out of three She Talkers are here.
So two girls and a guy.
We outnumber you.
Sounds kinky. If you would like to get your voice on the radio, you can dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, and joining me,
Angie
and Bonnie.
And we've been attempting to discuss this article from intellectualtakeout.org, where apparently there's a new robot in town. Meet Moxie, the new dystopian product from Embodied Incorporated. And Moxie is a robot that purportedly will teach your child stuff, you know, to replace, say, teachers. Now, from a free market perspective, like, yes, let's get rid of public schooling.
Absolutely.
And let's let the market decide how the most effective methods and how to teach people, right? Because the old Prussian school method, which is what American schools are modeled after, that's where you get the rows mm-hmm. from and the teacher authoritarian standing up front and with the stick and all that kind of stuff, you know, that's where that comes from. And the Prussian education system was designed specifically to train obedient workers to do just the tasks of the factory.
Get inside your box.
Right.
That's
get inside
exactly
your box,
what it is,
pull the levers,
mm-hmm.
move the machine, whatever it is, whatever little piece of work that you had to do to make the larger machine go, that's what it was designed to do. So it was not designed to foster thinking.
Oh, I know.
To foster logic or creativity. It was not designed to have a child who gravitates naturally towards a subject to allow them to explore that subject and then learn all the other subjects as a result of whatever they were curious in. It's not designed for any of that. So in a way, this is a free market solution to public schools. I just think that my gut reaction is part of my indoctrination because I also went to public school.
Yeah. Does that have a camera?
Oh, I imagine it does. Let's find out. Kids are assigned missions covering social, emotional, and conversational skills while also being taught friendship and problem solving. Parents are able to monitor their kids via an app on their phone. Of course they are. And schedule key events such as the first day of school. So they want you to go to school when you have a robot to teach you? That's weird. dentist visits and it's, you know, things like that. In essence, many of the normal tasks of raising kids are delegated to a robot who will teach them without breathing exercises and meditation. I'm sorry, who will teach them breathing exercises and meditation, allow kids to talk about their problems without fear of judgment. So I take that back. After reading this paragraph, this isn't going to replace public schooling. This is going to replace parenting.
Yeah, that's what it says. Let a robot parent your kid.
What's weird about it is, don't you want your own personal, like, ideas enforced in these specific things? Like, even just friendship. Like, some people are going to teach their kids about friendship different than other people will.
I'd be curious to know how this robot is going to respond to a child who is nasty or not professional, not polite to it. Like, what does it do or say?
The one that kicks it in the face and, like, knocks it over.
Yeah, like, my little girl, she didn't want somebody. There's a kid over, and she was like, she's too little to get on the trampoline, and so she pushed her off.
Yeah.
You know, what happens if my kid does that to the robot? What's it going to do?
Right. Is the robot armed?
Exactly.
Is it prepared to defend
itself? Is there a camera
itself?
That's going to send me an app that says, oh, look what she did to me?
Yeah. How low have American parents sunk that they would rather shell out $1,500 for a robot and $60 a month for its services, because apparently there's, of course, a monthly recurring charge associated, instead of actually parenting their children that they brought into the world? In a time where more than one in four children already live without a father in the home, pushing parental responsibilities onto a hunk of plastic and computer coding verges on abusive. Topics such as emotional intelligence and dealing with life's problems are ones that cannot and should not be handled by computers. Now, before I go on, I'm a practical application person. Right? If somebody comes up with a new idea and I don't understand it, I go, okay, well, show me the practical application. How can I use it in
right.
everyday life? What problem in my particular life, you know, relate it to me, relate it to a mundane mm-hmm. task that, like, everybody knows universally? The only thing that I can, the only practical application that I could come up with so far after having read this is what they call intergenerational space travel. Right, so
you're going to have to define that.
Yeah, what?
So it takes a long time to go from planet Earth to, like, you know, another galaxy.
Okay.
And so because it takes so long, the only feasible way that people, humans, can travel that far would be if a crew went up into a space capsule, they procreated, they died, and then their children carried out the rest of the mission.
Okay.
Okay? So this is inter- or multi-generational space
yep.
travel, right? So, you know, a group of 10 people go up. They all procreate in one way or another. They replace themselves by having 10 children. The original 10 die, and then they, you know, somehow train these 10 children on how to complete the mission, right?
Right.
Raise them to be. This is an application that I could see doing that. If something weird goes on and, like, you know, all the original 10 die for some reason or whatever and the kids are left alive, you know, this could come in handy as a way to make that go. That's the only practical application I could think of.
Then you get a bunch of this. Sociopaths going to another galaxy.
Well, yeah, or you get something like, what is it? What's the movie where it's the kids stuck on the island and they got the conch?
Oh, The Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies in space.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, that's...
Lord of the Spies on ice in space.
Nice, Bonnie. Well done. So, in the advertisement for this, a child, Riley, reads stories to Moxie, completes missions such as drawing and writing notes, and most terrifyingly, talks to the robot about an argument with a friend, a visit to the dentist, and holds Moxie's hand when the robot proffers it.
You just have no interest in parents, like, having kids if you want this robot, it seems like to me, because I, whenever I think about, like, the pros and cons of having kids, one thing that sounds nice is, like, I would train, well, something that pops in my head sometimes is, like, I would train my kid, like, this or that about being a friend. That's kind of what jumps out to me.
Angie, you were like, hey, bring it on. I got kids. Like,
I do have kids. And
I don't have kids.
I was asking, you know, if we could program them to mm-hmm. teach them the things that I believe in. Because the way that most statists or most parents teach their children or program their children is completely different than me. You know, I probably talk to my children completely different than anyone else talks to their kids.
Sure.
And so... But to put something in front of my children like this, the first thing that my middle child's going to do is, like, how can I turn this thing off? Or can I reprogram it? Like, he's going to go in and try to figure something out. And the next thing I know, I'm going to have this little cussing robot that's running around my house teaching my 3-year-old.
Or the older one's going to program it to punch the little one.
There's going to be battles. They're going to be throwing words.
I just had a horrible thought while Bonnie was talking, and I wanted to get your thoughts on the matter before I revealed this horrible thought. I spent a little bit of time in foster care.
Okay.
This robot
could have been your friend.
Being acquired by statists and implemented in foster homes, juvenile detention centers.
You know, that's a really
right.
That's a thought.
Orphanages, right? That kind of thing. Being programmed with the statists, whatever propaganda. That's a horrible thought.
I wonder if they're going to start handing things out from, like, your social services offices. Like, they're going to give these out with your food stamps. Here, have this bear.
Or what if when somebody anonymously calls Child Protection Services on a parent because, you know, they don't like their kids next door or something, and then CPS comes out and they go, well, we didn't find any evidence of you doing anything wrong to your children, but the state requires us to place one of these parental robots in your home now.
That's it. And then maybe they have a microphone and a camera, and they can see exactly how your child is, and they can see what you do and say to your child.
Well, you know they do, because it already connects to an app on your phone.
Perfect.
So it shouldn't be a problem.
Really, this isn't much different than something we already have, which is kids' television. It does teach your kids.
And that is a babysitter. That is right, yeah.
That's a babysitter.
Well, I was raised by the television, although I knew how to change the channel.
Did you have to get up, or did you have a remote?
Oh, no, I was the remote.
Yes.
Yeah, before, I'm older than remote controls on a television.
Did you change the channel?
Oh, yeah, we'd be sitting around, you know, if there were parental units around. Hey, get up and change the channel, lady.
Yeah. Get my cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah. 603-283-6160. Can you see these robots proliferating your child's lives? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.